Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Around the World, dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arian. And before we start tonight's regular program, which is about training and jobs and the government and the agencies that could do a lot better, I want to pay a tribute to a young lady, Lauren, who had open heart surgery, and we wish her a speedy recovery and with no complications and all goodness in her life. She's a relative of Suzanne's husband, so we wish Lauren and her family all the best and the speedy get well with the open heart. All right, Inner Sight Around the World. I don't know if we're going to have phone calls tonight, but we'll have to wait and see. But, you know, it's really disheartening when you have to deal with a situation, you're disabled, elderly, and you go to an agency and they get money, train you, to teach you different things, computer, what have you, to be able to go out into the world and be independent and get a job. Now, they don't help you get the job. Let's be clear on that. Unless they changed it, and I'm not aware of it. They don't help you get the job. They train you, they teach you, mobility with how to walk with a cane when you're blind and all that stuff. But what they're failing to do is make sure. Now, if you're going to show somebody something, you know, and then they go out in the world and they're not protected, what good is the showing it? I mean, in other words, they're only using these things to keep money pumped into the agency. The person doesn't get paid for being trained. The counselor or whoever else it is who is involved in the training, they're getting paid. The agency is getting X amount of dollars. But where's the follow-through, you know? How come the agencies, and you can put the schools in there too that are teaching and tutoring disabled children. Why aren't they making sure that when the person goes out into the world to get a job, to become a taxpayer, to contribute to the government and to their own lives, why aren't they making sure and doing everything they can to make sure that everything is accessible, everything is there for that person to walk into a place and apply for the job? That doesn't mean they're going to get the job. It means they're able to apply with the employer knowing that they can do that the equipment and everything else is there so they can do the job. Now the person can make a much better decision. And now if they decide, you know, they don't want so-and-so, it's based on a whole different thing. You know, maybe they don't want so-and-so because they don't like their personality, or maybe they don't want them because they're disabled, you know. Then you go to court, and you've got to have enforcement. Court finds that this person should have gotten this job or whatever the case may be. There's got to be strict enforcement. And these agencies should be helping to bring that about. You see, this is where the state doesn't care about us. You know, there's no real enforcement on these things when a person is denied accessibility. There should be immediate enforcement. You shouldn't even have to go to court. There, for a non-disabled person, and they don't have to go to court, it's understood, it's there, it should be there for us. So to train a person and then send them out into a world where that training really doesn't mean anything because they can't access and understand what's there, what good is it? I mean, the agency has made money on it. The person, and I've had people talk to me about this. You know, they go to the agency, and the person is frustrated because where do I get a, you know, how do I get a job? I mean, yeah, you taught me how to use the computer. You taught me how to maybe use the cane, you know. And if they're teaching, here's another aspect of this. If they're teaching mobility and that person wants a guide dog, you know, why don't they follow through with that? Why don't they bring in a trainer and raise the money for the dog? Why send the person to another agency? See, here's another aspect of it. Send a person to another agency, which complicates things more. You know, why not hire a trainer, evaluate the dog, look for the right dog, train that dog, and go one step further. If the blind person wants to learn how to train the dog or what's involved, help them to do it. Mobility people don't do that. They're not doing that. I mean, mobility with a guide dog is a lot better than with a cane. But they're not helping people. They send them to a school. So if the school denies them, the mobility people don't do a damn thing about it. They just accept it. You know? So there you have another part of this. The money is there to train a person with mobility. Why doesn't that include a guide dog? That's part of mobility. I mean, at least if you dealt with the state, it's not the greatest, but they're licensed. If something went wrong, you could take them to court. You can get a fair hearing. You can't get that with a guide dog school. You know? This should really expand their learning and their mobility process and include guide dogs in it. And, of course, you know, listen, pay attention to what the blind person wants in a guide dog. Inner sight around the world. And when we come back, we'll more and elaborate how the candidates haven't done anything about this. Round the World, brought to you by the Big East Takeda Rescue. 609-388-7004. And learning that Joanne Diamond has a relative or her family has a relative in hospice, we are praying and hoping that that situation turns out good, and our prayers are with the family and everyone involved. All right, the Big East Akita Rescue, adopt an Akita, 609-388-7004. And we thank them for all their help. Around the world, all the beautiful children of the world. Corey, Avante, Ollie Campbell, little Tommy, all the others. Watch out for them. Take care of them. Protect them. Go an extra mile for that child, especially if the youngster is disabled. All right. Around the world, Kennedy Realty, my buddy over there in Islip, New York. Buy a house, sell a house, get information about real estate and houses. Call Mr. Kennedy, 631-888-1186. We thank him for his help with InterSight. As we thank the Good Mojo Printers, SuttonInsurance.com, TruroLawCenter.com, all friends who have helped us in the past, and we remember our friends. All right. Around the world, InterSight, and Nobody Starved on Long Island. That's Gary's organization. Nobody starves on Long Island. You can get dog food, cat food, medical. You give them a call at 631-484-3085. He's helped many people who listen to the show and who have been on the show, and including yours truly, with food for the dog. All right. Give Gary a call, 631-484-3085, if you need medical or food for your animal. Around the world, InterSight, the Long Island Connection, my friends over there, Terry and Bobby and Rocco, and you can look them up on Facebook, Long Island Connection. I don't have a number for them. I'm lost contact. I'll have to reestablish contact and get a number to put on the air. All right. Let's see. Around the world, InterSight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our new television time tomorrow night, 7:30, Channel 20, all over Long Island. That's the new time for Long Island. Manhattan Neighborhood Network stays the same. Tonight, 11 o'clock, 1997. And we apologize for the reruns. We're trying to get some new programming. We don't have the resources that these big networks have. So we haven't been able to get in the studio, but we're hoping that that's going to change soon. Get in there and do some new shows. Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997 at 11 tonight. And Channel 3 on the Spirit, you can get that on your phone, by the way. InterSight, around the world, need a good civil rights lawyer, call James Bahamonde, 516-783-9662, Bahamonde. Civil rights lawyer, if you want to figure out if you've been violated. All right, tonight on InterSight, talking about the training and the rehab and all the things you have to go through with the state and all the other agencies, and then go out into a world that's not made for you, that's not there for you. And they leave you to figure it out on your own. In the meantime, they've made the money. They've collected. What did the disabled person get out of it? You know, you don't even get paid for that training. If a disabled person is doing mobility training, you know, that's work. That's a lot of walking. They ought to be paid as well as the counselor. The counselor's smart. They learn from the disabled person. See? So that person should be compensated, without a doubt. I mean, that's hard work. And there again, they're not making everything accessible that they can. They don't have a fund things accessible with the enforcement to back them up. That's what's needed. You know, a disabled person goes to school, you got to struggle and have a hard time most of the time with the state to get the equipment you need and all that. And then you go out in the world and you find, for the most part, you're not welcome to look for all kinds of excuses to turn you down on a job. Well, the agencies are not doing the best that they can. Because if they were, they would make sure, slowly, it's going to be a slow process, but let's start doing it. Now, last night they had a debate between President Trump and the wannabe, Joe Biden. I didn't hear it. But I'm hearing people talk about it, and I hear it was the most horrible thing to witness, because all they did was argue with each other. They put out the people who run this debate put out a news release today saying that at the next meeting there's going to be definite guidelines and all that, and you know, barriers or whatever. I mean, they should have done that last night. You know? So, while these two candidates are fighting and arguing and bickering with each other, and obviously either they're putting on a very good act or they hate each other, you know? While that's going on, people are struggling to pay their rent, keep their job, try to find another job, you know, any number of issues. And all because country and these doctors couldn't handle the virus. They let it come in and infect people and kill people, and you can't even get the accurate information on that. So there you have a big reason why a person has to train at an agency and go out into a world that's not made for us, that's not ready for us, you know? Because the candidates, the people who want to be presidents, the people in the White House, the people in the Senate and all that, they aren't even addressing these issues. They want people to work and pay taxes.
Good evening.
They don't even talk about this stuff.
That's true.
So how can you expect the general public to accept us and welcome us when the politicians don't even welcome us?
Yeah, that's true.
And that's what we have to face. And you're not even compensated for this training.
That's true.
Financially.
Yeah.
And what, some do they pay you coffee? Big deal.
Some cases you're not compensated by the agency, but you're compensated. Like when I was in college, I applied for a grant scholarship. That's the only reason why I was compensated. Otherwise, I wasn't compensated at all. There was no way I was compensated by the agency. I was only compensated by my intelligence. The only reason I was compensated. Otherwise, forget it.
Yeah, and they didn't do anything to make sure wherever wherever you went, you were looking for a job, that the place was accessible.
No, no. I had a guarantee that.
The agency didn't do a damn thing about that.
No, the agency did nothing about that. I had to make sure that. I had to call. I had to make preparations.
Yeah, right.
I had to do everything. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's look at that. What about the non-disabled person? Do they have to make
sure
that everything is right when they go to a place for a job? For what else?
They just walk in. You know what I did many times? I just went. And then one person said to me, "You're in a wheelchair." I said, "Yes." I swear. I didn't get the job.
Then they blame you for not telling them.
I said, "So, yes." Like basically, and your point is, but I didn't want the job after that because they made it sound like so I was a disease that I was on a wheelchair.
Well, you see, you know why you think that way? Because there's no damn enforcement if you go to court. If you told that person, I take you to court, you know, and you're found guilty. You know what the enforcement is? If you told them that they could go to jail or pay a big or have to pay you a big sum of money if they're found guilty, you'd see how fast they'd change. A lot of them would change their mind.
Well, yes, but that's not the reason why. They had an element where they required lifting in this job. But nobody ever told me that. The actual job was listed as a help desk technician. Technically, that job is listed as a help desk technician is not a desktop technician. Well, they lumped that all. A computer. A big-ass computer. Excuse my French. But really.
Lift it and put it where?
On a desk.
Well, don't they have machines that do that?
No.
Sure they do.
No.
What do you mean no? They got all kinds of machines that lift things.
Yes, they do. They have machines that lift things, but they don't have machines that lift computers. They're called human beings that lift computers onto desks. Yes. They're really generally not that heavy, but somebody like myself can't do that. So they hire somebody.
You need an apparatus to help you lift it.
Correct, but they don't have that apparatus.
That's where the agencies come in. That's one of the things we're talking about. They should make sure if you need that, you know, you should be able to call up.
It's not there, create it.
When you're there at the job, and let the guy get on the phone and the agency tell him we'll have the whatever she needs there in a couple of days.
No. Even if it's not been created, okay, make it. Have it made, and then have it.
Yeah,
then
of course.
Not only have it made. Have it made for people all around the world. Be a step better.
But you see, you gotta have the money in a fund for that.
Of course.
You know, that's
don't make
the
a
thing
profit on it right now.
Why it doesn't
just
get
make
done.
It where it's available to everybody. Then in the future, if you want to, little by little, you make a little bit of a profit to recoup what you've made, you know. But not right at the get go. You need to be able to get
people
working. Well,
the agencies can fundraise for a piece of equipment and get 20% on it. Why not? That's legal.
Yeah, they can. That's legal.
Sure. They don't do it.
Nope, they don't.
They don't damn ass do it.
Here's the whole thing that they say, and I think it's such a bogus tale. And I know it's a bogus tale. We know for a fact it's a bogus tale because we've been told it's a bogus tale by agency people who run agencies that they can raise money, and they should be raising money. Oh my goodness, my mouth is not even talking, because I'm upset about it, to be honest. And they should be raising money, and they should be giving you money to help you, you know, stay
out of some of the agencies that are in with the state now.
Yeah.
Are not allowed to raise money.
Well, now they
some
are.
Of them are.
Yeah. Some are, yeah. Come on.
You know,
yeah.
The state took that away from them, see?
Which is sad.
Which is another blow against us.
Yeah, it is. But you know, here's what blows my mind, though, Frank. And I'll tell you what blows my mind is why are you continuing to, you know, go back to that hand that keeps abusing you? You know what I'm saying? You should just say, okay, I've had enough. And then now you should just say, okay, I'm not going to continue going to that hand. And I'm going to just step out and I'm going to raise money, you know, privately. You know, they're nonprofits. They could do that. Every single one of them.
Sure. They could raise it on
Why
the weekend.
Why can't they do that? Yeah.
When they're not at work.
I don't get it. Yeah. I don't get it. Really
you see,
don't.
The politicians don't push it through.
Yeah.
That's a big part of it. They don't address us. I haven't heard one word about the disabled through this whole campaign for president.
No.
Not
you know why?
One.
Because we don't holler. We don't scream. You know why? We can't. That's the problem. We don't have the ability to, and they take advantage of that. That's the problem.
But they want us to vote for them.
That's correct. That's the problem.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Not many of us
have
the
ability to
holler and
scream. Why would you vote for somebody who doesn't even acknowledge you exist?
That you exist. That's right. That's
right.
The
whole thing is stupid. Do we have phones tonight?
We have people, just you and I right now. So I was able to dial in, but the first dial that I dialed in, it was a little bit, I wasn't able to come in, but the second one I was able to.
Well, you were able to get in.
Yeah,
all
I was
right,
able to get in, yeah. They probably looked at the phones for us.
213-816-1650, you want to try to call in? Tell us your opinion. I mean, you know, if you train for something at one of these agencies and you go out and it's not there. I've been encountering a lot of places lately where they're supposed to have Braille and raised print on the door and they don't have it.
Yeah, I know.
You know? A lot of that going on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what
to. You go to go someplace, okay, and you're looking all over the place for the location, and then all you find is the restroom. Sorry. I find that too disgusting in a sense that you don't have the decency to label the room where you're going to, but you label the restroom. Okay. That's what you think of it.
Yeah. Well, that's because they get away with it. There's no enforcement.
Yeah.
You know, if you had enforcement, they wouldn't get away with that.
Or they label the signs, but no room to know where the room is. That's even a better one. I'm in the hospital to look for something, I can't find
they
it.
They put
There's
Braille
no
in the elevator, but you get to a floor, you don't know what floor it is.
Oh, yeah, there's no bing.
And that's dangerous.
There's no bing.
You gotta reach
dangerous.
Outside the elevator.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To feel the Braille and
the
when the damn door closed.
Floor,
what a mess.
You know what
that
I
dilemma
doing?
That is.
No, I just ask somebody at this point because I'm too, that's it.
Yeah, right.
And
hope they give you how many times?
Exactly.
Did they give you the wrong answer?
I just hope that there's a number of people in the elevator more, and I say, can somebody please, and then if somebody says one thing, oh, I didn't quite hear you, can you say it again, please? And I'm hoping that more than one person says the floor. And if that's the case, then I know
that yeah, suppose you get
it's the right
different
thing.
Floors.
Then you're screwed. Then you're really
it's
screwed.
Horrible.
So is it 4 or 5, then you listen real carefully. Is it 4, 5, 6, you know? So that's when he's really screwed. I don't know what floor this is.
There's no enforcement. That's what it is.
Yeah, there
is. They don't have to do a damn thing. It's like they're doing us a favor, you know?
It is. It really is.
That's really what it's about.
Or the best one is, can't you read it? No, I'm blind. That's the best one yet, you know?
Yeah.
I'm visually impaired. I really can't. So maybe you could help me out there. Oh, yeah, maybe we can. Hold on, let's help you. I'm like, why would I be asking what floor it is if I didn't know, if I couldn't see it? You think I couldn't read? No, obviously. I'm speaking learned to you. Speaking without any.
Well, there you have again the same thing. The agencies that teach Braille want you to learn Braille. You know.
Yeah. Yes.
Why aren't they making sure the full circle is there?
Yeah. Or even telling people that if somebody asks you, you know, something, say the for example, yes, there is Braille in the elevator, but the Braille's worn, for example, and they have to just replace it the next day, just for argument's sake, okay? If somebody asks you a question and they ask you succinctly, you just answer them. You don't sit down and argue with them. You just answer them, you know? These are the things that you really need to just be a upstanding citizen and just be a nice person. Use your eyes and that if you could see yourself, I'm going to add that.
Well, there's elevators that speak the floor, but go and find them.
Yeah, but I can't hear it sometimes. Very
few.
Being not, if there's a lot of people in the elevator, Frank, and the volume of that is too low, I can't hear it with a lot of people in the elevator.
It should be loud enough.
It should be, but it's not always.
For people to hear it.
This is, if it's quiet, yes, it's great. But if it's not quiet, forget it.
Should
you
be a
deaf
button
blind
in
people
there where
can
people
can
turn up the volume if need be.
Yeah, and also there should be where it puts out the Braille. It should be. It should be raised large print, too. I'm sorry. People should come accustomed to what should be there for the disabled. I'm sorry. It should be there.
Well, don't apologize. For what? What are you apologizing for?
No. I'm not apologizing. I'm apologizing for being so blunt about it. I'm apologizing for being so demanding about it. But it's about time. That's how I feel about it.
Isn't everybody else? Doesn't everybody else demand?
Yeah, that's true.
That they know where they are?
That's true. That's true.
So
yeah,
you go
funny
to these agencies.
Yeah.
What?
No, it's funny you said that. Remember when you told me, when the gentleman told you, don't you want something that you want? Didn't you, like, have that whole conversation with this guy? And he goes, why do you always want what you want?
Oh,
remember?
No, he said, you want everything, don't you?
You want everything, and then so don't you?
Yeah.
And that reminds me of that. Very much so.
It made him think, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Made him think. He shut up very quickly.
But,
quickly
you know, here again, it's all the agencies that are involved in this. You know, you got the agencies for the hearing impaired, the blind, wheelchair people, you know. They should all be raising money to bring this about, and there should be an enforcement law to back them up, because otherwise you're going to have another 5,000 cases in court and doesn't mean a damn thing.
Yes, that's
See?
True.
You've got to have enforcement that says if one person can access it, everyone must access it.
That's right. That's correct.
That's
and
what you need.
I'm sorry. Yeah, when we discussed earlier, remember years ago we said, oh, just take all the books on the law and just add the disabled. Simple. It doesn't sound very simple, but it is simple. It's not hard. It's not rocket science. Just add the disabled to that law. Say,
yeah, but that
okay.
doesn't mean anything if you don't have the money. You also got to have the money element in there.
Yes. Yes,
got to
have
agree. The money to make this happen.
Us
no,
make
so
it happen?
Just,
no.
It's not just the law, because the big question is going to be who's going to pay for all this. You know?
They should have paid for it a long time ago.
Yeah, of course.
They should have kept it
that
way.
That's why you got to have the...
Yeah.
You know, the agencies and the government should share the cost.
Yes, they should. And if they want... Another, you know, the taxpayer should not have to foot the bill on that one. The government in general, you know, I know the taxpayer will have to along the way, but yes, there are ways in which that the government has, you know, backup funds that it takes into consideration. You know, it is the taxpayers' money ultimately, but we are the taxpayer.
Taxpayers have already paid for things that we can't access.
That's right, many times over.
But they weren't made right, so that's already
that's
happened.
Right. Yeah, many times
it's already been paid for.
Many times
Why
over.
Didn't they do it in the right way?
Because they want people to be led to believe that we have the things that we want, and that's the problem. That's what they want people to believe. We have the things that we want. We don't. We really don't. So,
anyway,
you know,
Inner Sight.
Oh, go ahead.
Why don't you do the Able News before we forget it.
Okay. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right, and tomorrow night, Inner Sight's going to tell you how to get rid of the nursing homes.
Yeah.
We have a great idea.
Yeah, we do.
And it'll save the taxpayers billions of dollars, and the government.
Yeah. And it'll help develop new ideas of people living on their own, living in their own homes, and having the freedom where they can even, you know, possibly work and contribute back to the system.
Yeah.
And it'll be nice. It'll be really
good.
So
we'll talk about that tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Here on Inner Sight. And Friday is the funnies, of course. See if we can get, maybe we'll get Louis, if he can get in, call in tonight, do his usual promotion.
Yeah, that'd be good.
See what happens.
Yeah,
all right,
so.
Inner Sight around the world, and you know, it keeps running through my mind about that ridiculous debate last night.
Oh, God. It was a fiasco last night. It really was.
It was a waste of time.
It certainly
and
was.
And money.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. How much did they pay for, what was it, an hour?
Were
there sponsors involved?
Oh, yeah, there probably was, yeah.
Yeah.
It was on a prime time. Sponsors and you know, it was on primetime television and everything. Yeah.
So the sponsors
and all these
paid for it, right?
I believe so, yeah.
You can imagine what the bill was.
Oh yeah.
You know. Now all that money that could have helped thousands and thousands of people wasted.
That's right. Some people.
So there's another way that the politicians have let us down.
Oh yeah. Now,
you know, I've always said it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Time and time again, and I believe it. If a man wants to be man or woman wants to be president, they should spend half of the money they raise demonstrating how they're going
to
help people improve their lives.
I said that today to a couple people.
That should be their platform.
Yeah.
You know, instead of all this stupid stuff, and you can always put the other stuff in.
Yeah.
You know, the economy and all that, but they should be demonstrating how they're going to do it. You know, and of course, then you have to say well, you know, I'm gonna present this to Congress, hoping that they'll go for it. They'll vote for it.
Right.
But in the meantime,
at
I want to show the world want to show the world what I'm doing and the kind of person I am.
Right, that I'm a man of my word.
They should let people that they help speak for that person to be president.
That's right.
To me, like that would be the best way.
Yeah. That's like my letter of recommendation. This is my person who recommends me. Yeah.
Even if they lost, at least look at what they did to help thousands of people.
Or even they've now set their own political tone for the future.
Yeah.
Am I not right?
Yeah. You gotta. The system has to be changed.
Some people got so pissed off, they ran out, they have early voting in their state, and they voted. They voted because of the debate. Seriously. They were pissed off at either candidate, I don't know who, but they went and they voted in their state. They were so pissed off. Yeah.
Well,
I don't know who they were pissed off at, but I don't know. But they went and they got pissed off and they voted.
Yeah. It happens, you know, that's what people do, and I don't know who I'm voting for.
Me
if
either.
Indeed I
I'm
do.
I'm an undecided. Well, I told you what I'm going to do. Snoopy, Mickey Mouse, Donald are going to be the presidential choices because I do not want I'm going to exercise my right because I've been, you know, I feel that it's very important to exercise my right to vote. Yes, because at one point we didn't have a right to vote. However, I am very pissed off at all my candidate choices. I really am. I feel once you're in, you should be in to the end. You shouldn't be able to back out. That's all.
Yeah, well, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. You want to try the phones? What is the? Can we get a look at the petition? We have tomorrow is the beginning of Guide Dog Month.
Oh yeah.
By the
way,
I want to try to get 50,000 signatures this month. That's my goal.
That's your goal? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Better believe it. 50,000 signatures. And I'd like to try to amend that petition.
Well, not tomorrow. Tomorrow I have plenty of things I got to do, but I could do it the next day. If that's okay with you.
Tomorrow I'd like to get the. It'd be nice if I get the 50,000 votes.
That'd be nice.
So give us a tally.
Yeah, hold on.
And.
All right, hang on.
We'll see where we go with that, because.
Wow.
One of the most interesting questions. How many people will be denied guide dogs during the month of October?
Oh, too many. I'm one of them.
You,
already.
Well, you didn't apply during the month of October.
Not in October. But I did before.
Way back when.
And I'm still on the petition. I'm still part of the people who have been denied in general. You know, part of that petition. I'm still part of that petition. So are you?
No, they said they wouldn't train a dog for you.
That's right. At all. They said to me that there was no more program left. They said to me that because there was no more program left, that was their theory.
Yeah. All right, so tomorrow starts Guide Dog Month. And,
okay.
You know, I wish I had the means to send out stuff every day.
76,000, I'm sorry. Hold on, it's still tallying. 156. Went up a little.
76,156 names. And coming up on Guide Dog Month. And you know, one of the horrors of all this people go to the Google to find things out.
Yeah.
You know? Oh. Go to the Google, see if you can find out how many people have been denied guide dogs in the last 10 years.
You won't find it.
Doesn't exist.
Doesn't exist.
Why doesn't Mr. Google do something about that?
Right.
He should.
Yeah.
You know? His thing is no good for us.
No.
It's not giving us information about that.
Mm-hmm.
So there you have it, folks. We got to come up with... we're hoping to get Eyewitness News to do a story on Guide Dog Month. The schools are not licensed. We'll see what happens with that. And what about a dog that would be trained, and they found out that the dogs are good at this, to detect the virus? That would be a plus.
Right.
For a person's service dog.
Right.
Big plus in this day and age. You know, why aren't the schools doing that?
Yeah. I don't know. That's interesting.
I mean, they have the money.
Yeah.
If we had the money, I would undertake that.
I know you would.
I would do it.
Hey, guess what? I met these two bomb-sniffing dogs. And they were the most beautiful dogs. They were right in my town. I passed them by. One was a German Shepherd, and one was a Cocker Spaniel. I was just walking in town, and I was just going past them. They both came straight towards me. And I didn't realize it until the two handlers, said, no. And I'm like, well, maybe they smell my two Bichons. They go, they never really do that. You must really love dogs. I said, I tremendously love dogs. I said, it's very rare that, you know, dogs come running over like that unless they are very aware that I love dogs. I mean, usually they know that I love dogs. You know, they'll sense it. I was just walking, Frank. I was just walking.
Yeah, well, dogs can tell.
Yeah.
People that
I was just using my cane. I was using my cane, my white cane, and I was, you know, going towards CVS, and I slowed down. That's all I did was slow down my wheelchair because I seen, you know, a little bit of shadows, and I sort of saw a shadow of something on the floor. So I just slowed down because I didn't want to, whatever it was, I didn't know if it was a baby stroller, what it was far away. So I slowed down. And
well,
then
how
I
did you know that
they
were police dogs?
Well, they told me. They told me.
Huh?
They told me.
Oh, they told you.
They're bomb-sniffing police dogs.
So
I said, oh, wow. I said, what can they... Then after we started talking, they were like, what could they smell? You could do just about anything. I said, wow, see? Amazing at the sense of smell that a dog could have. And we were talking. He goes, yeah, they just finished all their training. I said, wow. I said, no wonder I feel that they're young. Because they would as soon as I started talking doggy talk, you know, like, oh, you know, that type of talk, the dogs, both of them, one, the shepherd and the Cocker Spaniel, which was a little bit younger, I could feel, just because the boy dog gave me the belly immediately. I was like, wow, 1, 2, 3, right over. You know, and it was just so cute, the whole thing. They didn't even, like, know me from Adam or Eve, just 1, 2, 3. It just goes to show you the sense of smell of a dog is so astute that we should not underestimate.
So why these schools should be licensed.
That's right. And we should have
them. How valuable
the COVID.
A dog is.
Yes. Yes, very valuable. Very valuable. Yeah. I mean, if I had a dog, let me say something. My ability to move about my neighborhood would be so much faster. Right now, it takes me just to get to, normally that just takes like 5 minutes for anybody else. 5 minutes. My husband went to the store, came back. 5 minutes tops, right? He just went and got my medicine and came back, right? He went in and out. Me, it takes me forever, right? It takes me about an hour to do the same test that takes him 5 minutes. An hour. Because it takes me a while to go and come because I can't, I don't know where that I am sometimes. Because I have to figure things out because people, they move things. It's just the distance. It's not, you know, that easy. And I have a lot of
they don't make it so you can read it either.
No, they don't. People say, oh, why don't you just go straight up, you know, the town and everything. Because it gets busy during certain times. You have to go through the back routes. And the back routes aren't that easy because they're all windy and spirally. So, oh, would you rather go down busy, you know, a busy area? Or would you rather go down a little bit more windy, you know, area? I'd rather go down a little bit more windy area than and less busy and people knocking into my wheelchair and knocking me down, even though I'm on the wheelchair.
Yeah, but it would be a lot easier if you could read everything.
Oh, yeah. Heck,
like
yeah.
Like everybody else does.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree.
People can look up and see such and such a sign and all that, and, you know.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. You know.
And it should be from every angle. It should be where if I know that this is the way to go someplace, I could just go to any, you know, street corner and just feel a sign. Any street corner. It should be like a certain ping. It should be a certain ping different from the accessible pedestrian signals. And if it's with the accessible pedestrian signal, it should just be right on the same signpost as the accessible pedestrian signal.
Is that
signal.
Training
That's
thing
all.
Again?
Yeah.
That they do, and they don't, and they send you out into a world
well,
where you don't know where the
accessible.
Hell you are.
That's right.
So they train you.
Would they just, yeah, would they only
what the hell good is it?
Yeah, right? Now, can I say, would they love to be in that predicament themselves? Could they survive that themselves? Could they really feel that way themselves? Could they feel comfortable themselves just to be even half the battle that we suffer?
It's like training a military person, sending them out without ammunition.
Yeah.
Give them a gun,
without
no
a gun
ammunition.
Even. No gun, even. I'm going to say, you go, you fight, no gun, no ammunition, because that's what it's like. Forget about the no ammunition. No gun, no ammunition. No gun, no ammunition. That's what it's like. I don't think it's just no ammunition, Frank. No gun, no ammunition. It's even worse than that. That's how I feel sometimes.
That's even harder.
Yeah, that's how I feel sometimes. I'm very unprepared. Very unprepared at times.
They train us, they get the money, and they send us out. You know?
Okay, fend for yourself. Bye. That's what it's like. And sometimes they don't even train
then
you.
Then they get the next person in and they get money for that.
Yeah. Yeah. And they shuffle the
people. Insight.
That's it.
Anybody on the line? Got anybody on the phone?
Let me look again. Because when I looked before, it wasn't. But let me check again.
People might try to call in. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. I hope that we still don't have trouble. No, we're still quiet.
All right.
I don't like that, but.
All right. Around the world, inner sight. And, you know, we're reaching out to politicians.
Mm.
We've reached out to the Democratic Party. We're reaching out to the Republicans. We're trying to get their attention so that we can explain to them our ideas and help them get votes and in turn want them to help us change this system for the better. You know, it's only going to get better if people can save money on taxes.
That's true.
You know, it's not going to get better if you go after them and just tell the government to keep spending more and more and more and more money, that's not going to make
it better. No.
It's going to make it worse.
That's true.
So our idea doesn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have a whole different approach, a whole different way. And we're going to see if we can present it. We have a little over a month to do it now.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. Somebody told me today that the Republican candidate for Congress is not doing so well.
Yeah.
With getting votes. So maybe he'll hear us,
mm-hmm.
join with us, and publicize with us what we want to do to help
yeah.
people. Maybe his chances will improve behind that.
Yeah, you never know.
I mean, he has nothing to lose because he's going to look good.
And lots to gain. Yeah.
And when you say how you're going to help people and you're going to conserve funds, you're going to look good.
Yep. Not only that, even if he does a partial project with us, it may look good for him too.
The two go hand in hand. Well, to present anything, he has to be a congressman.
Yeah.
But he can say what he wants to do, what he wants to present.
Yeah.
And how he believes, along with inner sight, how it would work.
Yeah.
That's the thing that we're hoping for.
Yeah.
You know. We have several people who would join us in a news conference, some upstanding citizens, businessmen,
yeah.
A deputy commissioner, an attorney from the town of Islip. You know, we could put some people together for a news conference.
Oh, yeah.
Who believe in what we're doing.
Yeah.
Because they have suffered, or their loved ones have suffered through the whole thing, just like us.
That's true.
Yeah. Somebody told me the other day, now this guy's disabled, but I believe what he said. There's a woman who lives in this town who is a prominent member of the Rotaries. And she wanted, according to her friend, she wanted the accessible pedestrian signals up. There's 13 blind people in the town where I live.
That's terrible. Nobody got it?
According to what they told me. And according to this information, there's not enough people to put the lights up.
13 is not enough?
That's what I was told. The stupid rules or whatever, and there's no enforcement. So there you have it. It's crazy. Anyway, we'll be with you tomorrow night. Inner Sight Means Freedom, Advocates for the Disabled. I want to thank all our listeners around the world. And once again, our well wishes for Joanne Diamond and her relative with the hospice.
Yes.
And we send well wishes to the little girl, Lauren, who had successful open heart surgery.
Yes.
And we hope and pray that she makes progress.
Yes,
all right, tomorrow night we're going to tell you how you don't need the nursing homes.
Oh, yeah.
Inner Sight, okay? Be with us. And... you're never too old to learn.
That's true.
631-224-3090, Inner Sight number. Thank you very much. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight, thank you. Good night, everybody. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.